180 minutes. That's nine periods of hockey. That's three games. That's a long time to go scoreless. Last night, the BSU women's hockey team found its scoring. They had waited long enough to put one in the net. Haley Mack had missed almost a month of hockey due to an injury. The junior forward was one of Bemidji State's leading scorers last season. Until last night, she had been held to just one goal in 10 games played this year. Come the Huskies. Beaver steal. Haley Mack finds Lydia Passhold. Passhold still has control of the puck somehow. Big rebound and a goal! Right off of the rebound. Bemidji State finally scores their first goal in over nine periods of hockey. 8:31 left here in the first. A rebound goal for Bemidji State. Beavers lead 1-0. Larry George with the puck. She'll drop it off the back wall for Passhold. Centering pass, a shot, and a goal! Another goal for that line. Passhold's pass. Right out in front, and Haley Mack with goal number two on the night. Beavers lead 2-0. Mack to Berglund. Back to Mack. Oh, she slid that one right through the crease. Claire DeGeorge comes up with it. Power play for Bemidji. State, a shot and a goal. Haley Mack with a hat trick. Haley Mack. Goals number one, two, and three here tonight, and the hats go flying. Haley Mack coming alive here tonight. That's the first hat trick of the season here for this Bemidji State team. It's been a long time since we've seen a hat trick here at the Sanford Center. Great big play there for Haley Mack. A power play goal. Beavers lead 3-0 with a minute six left to play.
Last night against St. Cloud State, Haley recorded her first career hat trick. But Haley didn't do it all by herself last night. She was set up by her line mates, Claire DeGeorge and Lydia Passhold, and Emily Berglund on the power play. Not only that, the Beavers got solid defense, good goaltending, quick precise passing, and offensive zone control. Oh, and they outshot St. Cloud State 43-11. Haley Mack and the Beavers know they can't go and celebrate that 3-0 win just yet. They have some unfinished business to take care of today. Three more points in WCHA play are on the line in Game 2 of this weekend series. We'll find out soon enough which team wants those 3 points more. Puck drops between the Beavers and Huskies in 30 minutes on the Beaver Radio Network.